This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. On Friday, the minimum wage went up by 70 cents an hour. It's now $7.25 an hour, and millions of Americans will have that extra money in their next paychecks. The question of whether the new hourly minimum wage will help or hurt the economy triggered quite a debate on our website and our blog over the past week. So NPR Senior Business Editor Marilyn Geewax is here once again to discuss what you had to say. Welcome back, Marilyn.
Thank you.
Let's hear from our listeners first. Melissa Gutierrez of Dallas, Texas, is a low-wage worker who says every little bit helps right now.
My family has been living on $7 an hour since June, when I was lucky enough to get a job at all after 8 years out of the job market. My husband has been out of work since March, and his 15-plus years' experience in an IT specialty is neither helpful nor harmful at this point. That $7 an hour is keeping a roof over our head for longer than we would making nothing.
We also were contacted by small business owners who said that in this recession, a wage hike is going to mean layoffs. Janice Pulicino, who owns two small cafes in Brooklyn, New York, wrote, "I have cut everything I can cut. My own salary last year for owning two businesses was under $45,000. And I increased my personal debt to pay business bills, but I managed to keep all 23 jobs. I will be laying someone off due to the minimum wage increase in my payroll. And for what? Pennies on the dollar?" Those are some pretty strong reactions, Marilyn. What do you think?
I am not surprised at all by the intensity of the reaction. Minimum wage is one of those hot-button issues for Americans, and it has been since it was instituted in 1938. Conservatives see the minimum wage as a clear example of unnecessary government intervention in the labor market. They think supply and demand alone should really set wages, not politicians in Washington. But other people see this as a very simple and important way to make sure that employers don't exploit the most vulnerable workers. But the emotional reaction tends to be far disproportionate from the minimum wage's actual impact on the economy. This latest pay raise could add maybe $5 billion or so to paychecks over the coming year. And, you know, obviously to the people who get that raise, it's important. But in a $14 trillion economy, that's not going to change the direction of things.
Marilyn, you know, we also heard from some people who are concerned about the welfare of workers who rely on tips to fill out their incomes. Elizabeth Frazee of Quicksburg, Virginia, said the tipped workers are being left out.
"The actual pay for tipped workers is not going up. Please tip your waiter. I hope NPR addresses this when reporting on minimum wage issues."
Marilyn, what is she talking about?
The minimum wage for tipped workers, people like waiters and waitresses, is a little bit complicated. Here's how it works. An employer is required by law to provide tipped workers with a base pay of $2.13 an hour. And the law also requires employers to make sure that their workers' tips, when it's combined with that base pay, will add up to the minimum wage. So let's say you work at a small diner that doesn't get much business. Your boss is supposed to give you $2.13 an hour, and then if your tips add up to only maybe another $3 an hour, the boss has to top it off. He has to get you up to the minimum wage. Before Friday, that threshold was $6.55, but since Friday, it's $7.25. So if you're the very lowest paid tipped workers, then in fact, Friday probably brought you a raise. But if you've been averaging $8 an hour all along, Friday was meaningless. It didn't do anything for you. And with the economy as weak as it is, a lot of workers say their tips are really down. So they not only didn't get a raise on Friday, they actually are doing worse than a year ago. In seven states, most of them are out west, they require employers to give tipped workers the full minimum wage. But that's really the exception. For the most part, tipped workers are feeling pretty forgotten.
We want another comment from a listener. This is from Derek Crane, who wrote, "The people who maintain their jobs will, of course, be receiving more money for their labor. However, there will be less jobs to be had as some marginal employers lay off employees to lower cost. Furthermore, higher wages have a tendency to increase inflation, which often eliminates any wage gain." Now, he says higher wages will just mean higher costs for goods, which will cancel out any benefit of a bigger paycheck. Is this accurate?
Again, Leanne, that's one of those things that's open argument. Conservatives say that obviously if wages go up, then prices are going to go up, and higher prices hurt low-wage workers the most. But this year, inflation's been really low. Actually, over the last 12 months, the government's consumer price index has fallen about 1.4%. So liberals say that inflation is not the problem right now. The real issue is that low-wage workers don't have enough money to pay the rent. So if you want to help the economy, they say you should put a little more money into the pockets of people who need it the most.
NPR Senior Business Editor Marilyn Geewax regularly joins us to discuss the economy. And if you've got a question or if you'd like to suggest a topic, go to our blog, npr.org/soapbox. Marilyn, thanks very much.
You're welcome.